Global AIDS Day today, December 1st in Uganda. HIV prevalence among youth is alarmingly high among young women. Recent data show the rate is 7.2% for young women compared to 4.3% for the young men. Of concern is that out of five new HIV infections in young people of 15 to 24 years, four are adolescent girls and young women. Sunday, Lodi, the regional manager at Information Center, Arua branch, reveals the worrying prevalence to Arua 1 FM.
People sometimes give wrong information, but if we get recently there was a restructure, we realize that on a daily basis, we are getting at least 10 positives across the country. And this is between the age of 20 to 25. And this is a belief. Look at the presidential initiative and the HIV. But that, we are trying to close all those data. We are looking at how do we intervene in the area of the belief. So we so much greater awareness to our community members. And you see the most at risk. That is where our emphasis is.
Meanwhile, Lodoli castigates some social media scams who mislead the public with information about the services offered by AIDS Information Center. He says some people have been misled that their services have reduced because of reduced donor funding. The theme for this year's Global AIDS Day is overcoming disruption, transforming AIDS response, calling for sustained political leadership, international cooperation, and human rights and approaches to end AIDS by 2030. Meanwhile, Adjumani District was joining the rest of the world in commemorating the World AIDS Day today. Speaking during the event, the district health officer Adjumani, Dr. Ranuto Dominic, reported a surge in new HIV infections of 110 between July last year to June 2025.
Nationally, there is a prevalence of 2022 stands at
We have to do this. The Associate Protection of Zionist officers explained that gender-based violence contributes to the rise in HIV cases.
Both men and women, boys and girls, have a risk to be infected with HIV and AIDS. So it's above all of us, while women are disproportionately affected by HIV. However, I want to remind that HIV and AIDS is preventable diseases. If all of us have appropriate knowledge, access to HIV prevention, testing, and treatment services, we can prevent HIV transmission to others.